A Lot Sooner Than That is a concert tonight at Holy Names Music Center, and that's what we're going to preview with two young women who do amazing things, and we'll find out about them and get there. But we're going to start where it all started, with their mother. We knew her as a brilliant violinist here in the 70s as she grew up in Spokane. We knew her as Joan Yamuchi. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Vern.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
You're now known as Chica Robertson.
That's right.
And one of many, many stories that you could tell, but your basic story of growing up here and having a lot of opportunities. Didn't you study with Helen De La Fuente?
Helen De La Fuente, and I am forever thankful.
She was a force of nature, wasn't she?
Absolutely.
An extraordinary person.
And there were other fine violin teachers at that time.
Yeah.
And, Sisters of Your Mary from Fort Wright then.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Of course, yeah. They're speaking of amazing forces.
That's right.
Yeah. And so then, like anybody growing up here and being brilliant, you took off. Tell me about your taking off.
It was my start from Spokane, Vern, that did it. Uh-huh. And one of those pleasures was my first job, Spokane Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. Expo 74, and hearing this incredible horn playing. And it was Vern Windham. It was you.
Way back so when.
It was... Yeah. Under Don Tulin, of course, then.
Yeah, it was a great time. That summer was amazing.
And that really launched my career.
Did you play all classics concerts that summer?
I did.
So you were sitting there when Itzhak Perlman played the Brahms Violin Concerto with us.
I worked with Perlman at Aspen because after the Expo 74 years, it led on to scholarships.
Sure.
Aspen, Tanglewood. I would just promote these programs to all youngsters. And, of course, one to the Mozarteum. Yeah. Where I was asked to go and lead, and I met Paul there.
And then Paul Robertson, the violinist, which led you then to his home of England, right?
Well, he was in, of course, the Medici String Quartet, and we couldn't move three other couples over to America, so there was little choice about that. Mm-hmm. So I settled in England after L.A. and Phoenix and other places.
And you did playing in England. You played in the London Sinfonietta, didn't you? That's a pretty cool orchestra, isn't it?
Definitely. I'd say the leading.
Specializing
one for contemporary.
In contemporary? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that opens one's.
Definitely.
Brains
and with
so
Neville
far.
Mariner, Academy of St. Martin in the Field. So
sure.
I had it. And a nice mix of with Shirley Bassey and all sorts of jazz artists as well.
And so out of that sense of broadening, then you also, maybe we'd say, and I think along with Paul, got very deep into teaching, haven't you?
I love teaching. I think it's always been my vocation and passion. And I teach up with the Royal Academy of Music, the junior department. I think these sort of 15 to 18-year-olds and younger, it's where it all happens. And that's where I had the training here with the Spokane Junior Symphony.
But then if I may talk about you for a minute, haven't you pioneered concepts and approaches and things in teaching that aren't just the same old way that everybody's taught?
I think it's absolutely necessary. I think we need a holistic approach in teaching, and that's what I've developed a program, a young music leadership program, because they all go together, as you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And to create artists for the present.
Exactly, the next generation, with skills towards helping the aged and the young, intergenerational skills, I think, with arts and health, we can all help each other in the communities.
Which is all a perfect setup for the next generation. Calista Robertson,
hi,
good morning.
Hi.
you grew up in the world that we've described.
Very much so.
With these two amazing parents.
I was very lucky.
So tell me about your artistic childhood.
Well, it was completely bonkers. And just soaked in music. It was amazing. Thank you, Mom.
and in terms of approach, were you a nice classical kid practicing your Hanan exercises on the piano when you were real little?
I don't remember doing that, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, you were a violinist also?
I was a violinist, but you guys never made me practice. I think I wanted to.
Oh, sorry.
Now the confessions come out years later back in the hometown.
No, there was never pressure from my parents, which was nice. But I was classically trained. And then I went to the Royal Academy of Music in London, but did jazz piano there. So.
Okay. And so then with all these many worlds surrounding you that you grew up in and then studying jazz piano, we're going to try to trace the path from then. We have one of your pieces up here. How did you start finding your own musical voice?
Very young. I wrote my first song probably about 11. And it was just quite a voice from a young age. So I don't know, it found me, I think.
And what about styles? I mean, did you just write what was in your head? Did you write what you were hearing around you? Were there musicians that influenced you?
Oh, yeah, very much so. So obviously I grew up with a lot of classical music, but my parents played a lot of different types of music to kind of keep our minds open. And who did I love when I was younger? The most.
Probably you loved what?
Kate Bush, probably I was younger. Okay. And but also like the Beatles and Supertramp and people like that. Mm-hmm. This style just kind of formed. Mm-hmm. But it is very... You can hear the classical roots very much. Yeah.
Well, let's go into the first piece from your CD called Project, the CD Project Love Me, and the piece called Poison. Anything you want to say about it, or should we just jump in and hear it?
This is off my first solo EP. I'm really proud of it, and I worked with an amazing film composer called Guy de Gaulle, and we produced it together.
Let's hear it. This is my guest, Calista Kazuko, and her song, Poison. One of my guests in the studio, Calista Kazuko, from her album, the album called Project Love Me, and the song is called Poison, which I assume that you recorded in London?
Yeah.
And there must be so much great to living in London,
oh,
just for
yeah.
the resources
it's fantastic,
that exist.
Yeah. London's got the best music. Not the best, along with Spokane.
Yeah. but really, the range and the quantity of everything.
It is. It's amazing, and it's such an open-minded city for music.
So from the song we just heard, from Poison, when you go out on the road, how do you describe the range of what you do? Because when you perform, as in tonight, is it just you and piano, or do you have some electronic enhancement or tracks you're singing with, or what?
So I usually perform with a band in London.
Right.
But tonight it will be back to my roots, which is how I always performed growing up, just with a grand piano, how I like it.
Mm-hmm. A grand piano and your voice.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, to do that. Do you also do solo piano pieces without your voice, or is there everything a song?
There's lots of little piano diddly bits, but no, I don't think you'd want to hear me play classical piano anymore. It's been a while.
And then this concert tonight has another dimension, and that is your finding of Chanel. Tell me about finding Chanel.
So I found Chanel, the magical Chanel, in London.
Yes.
Yeah. And Chanel, you're native to this country, right?
Yeah, I'm from LA originally. Yeah. But I lived in London for about 4 years doing music over there, Liverpool and London. Mm. And so I bumped into Callista at a fancy members club, and we hit it off.
And so, therefore, do you do any music together on the concert, or is it two separate sets?
Yeah, we support each other. She plays piano while I play synth, and we both sing. We go back and forth, but we're definitely going to write some more songs.
We've been writing songs on the road. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, that's a real virtue on the road, isn't it? Because there's nothing else to do.
Right, we have actually driven, thank you so much, drivers in the room, from LA all the way up here.
And performed all the way up?
Yeah, so we've done LA, San Francisco.
It's been a week today, actually.
Portland, Seattle, times two, and here we are in Spokane. So it's been pretty heavy going,
including a boxing ring.
And Chanel, we're on our way to one of your songs. Do you... And you call yourself, when you perform, Chanel and the Circus.
Indeed.
Do you want that illuminated, or should we just infer it from what we hear, the circus part?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I think it's a metaphor for life, of course, but also I actually do run a circus, so I'm always surrounded by originals and freaks, as you would call them. But
What do you mean you run a circus?
Oh, I run a circus, like a cabaret show, acrobats, burlesque, comedy, magic, music. All the above. I'm the ringleader. So it comes through in the music, I think, in the strangeness of it, but also the love and acceptance of everybody.
And so the song we're about to hear, tell me about what's its title?
Love Songs from the North.
Oh, that is the name of the song.
I got inspired because I was hanging around with a lot of Vikings, and I fell in love.
That'll do it. Well, let's go to my other guest, Chanel, and this piece, Love Songs from the North.
I don't know where to hang my hat, my mother said it's time to find a man of golden hair who knows the land. Wake to the cold, become Norwegian air. Sing me love songs from the north. It's all
Remember one of my guests, Chanel, performing as Chanel in the Circus and the Peace Love Songs from the North that we were that we were just hearing. Absolutely. And so so Chanel, and then earlier we were spending time with Calista, the two performers singly. I gather you do your own sets and then you collaborate and work together at the same time. So making a living, making a life in music right now. How do you do that? What's next? Will you'll be back in England, I assume,
and
how,
I take this one?
How do you keep this going that you can make it happen?
So the wonderful thing about the music industry right now is the internet, that we can share our music all around the world. Mm. I mean, we knocked this tour together
in three weeks,
and magic. it's been so amazing, and just this gift to be able to share your music with everyone all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, mm-hmm. And so it's a really exciting time. Yeah.
Really intimate as well with the living rooms
it's
that we've been
great.
Playing.
Yeah.
So in the last week, then people that know of you that have here via cyber ways find you.
And then we found new friends as well. And
lots of new ears, definitely.
So you both, I mean, I can see just on your faces and in your attitudes, it's an exciting and great time
it's
in your lives.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sparkly.
Feeling fabulous.
Yeah, great. Chanel and Calista, let's ask you to do a closing song on our piano in our studio. Life with Ivy, is this a recent song you've created or when you've had? Oh, yeah, we'll ask you to talk for just a minute. Yeah, when you've had for a while.
This is actually one of my oldest songs. I wrote it many years ago, but it's just found new meaning. I actually just sort of dug it out and reworked it since we lost Dad last year. It's got a new meaning now. So it's a song about loss.
Your mother and I will talk about that for a minute. So take your time getting out to the piano.
All right, thank you, Ben.
And then we'll do that. And yeah, back to Chica, because that did happen. Yeah, this amazing person, Paul Robertson, went away a year ago.
Yes, he suffered for about 8 years with a torn aorta. And just was being asked, I think, to remain on Earth until he finished his book, which is called Soundscapes. And it's all about what music has meant to him, what music can mean to the world. And it's a lot about truth in life as well.
Is it actually published and in the stores?
Yes, it's just come out to the U.S., actually.
Called Soundscapes?
Soundscapes, Faber and Faber.
By Paul which is a very respected publisher.
Yes.
Yeah, by Paul Robertson.
I think it got, in England, to number one in the classical music books.
Sure.
At Christmas time.
Yeah, so once again, the name Soundscapes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, by Paul Robertson. Yes. Well, with that in mind, let's ask his daughter, Calista, to sing this song, Life with Ivy.
Grow on my heart like ivy, sticking to the walls like paint. We once called she misses life with Ivy, life with Ivy, life with Ivy. bright and new. Too fruity. Never thought that we'd grow. What was once small is now a thing of beauty, but it's too late, 'cause Holly's on her own. Holly on her own, sitting by the phone, waiting for that call. She just misses life with Ivy. Life with Ivy. Life with the Holly and the Ivy. Their love a fairy tale. But Holly lost poor Ivy and regrets it to this day. This day, it's Holly on her own. Got a lovely home, but she misses life with Ivy. Sitting by the phone, waiting for that call. She just misses life with Ivy. Life with Ivy. Life with Ivy.
From our studio, Calista Robertson singing her song, Life with Ivy, with thoughts of her father, Paul Robertson. My thanks to everyone involved for this visit that we've had with Chico, with Calista, and with Chanel. Their concert, Calista and Chanel's concert, 8 o'clock tonight at Holy Names Music Center. A place where a lot of great music has been birthed around here. Well, let's do for the rest of the hour is go back to Paul Robertson and the Medici String Quartet, the recording they did with the pianist John Bingham, and we'll hear we'll begin with the fugue, the second movement, and hear out the Shostakovich Piano Quintet.